Welcome back to the first official, unofficial, welcome back off the hiatus podcast.
After 3 years.
The Minority Sports Report is back.
We're back.
We actually did an episode last week, but it's fucking awful.
Yeah, we were not prepared.
It was awful. I mean, I'm going to let y'all hear it at some point, but whoo, boy, shit was no bueno. Anywho, what is this, week 9, week 10?
Week 10.
Week 10 of the NFL. That's how we judge our weeks. What's today's date? Who gives a shit? It's week 10 of the NFL 2017.
Yep, in that season.
In the season of our NFL, the 2017. So, like I said, welcome back. We got a few segments for you. We might not get to everything, but we got some cool shit going on. We're definitely going to talk about the NFL. We might even talk about hockey. We're going to talk about a little bit of NASCAR.
Little bit now.
Are we doing sport or not a sport?
We can.
We're gonna hit up on the NBA, and you know, just get along for the ride. It's gonna be nice.
And if some hockey comes up, some baseball comes up, you know, it comes up.
Yeah, it might. It might come up.
It probably won't, but it might.
But it might.
But it might.
It might.
So, John, you want to start us off? Any big sports related stories you want to hit on this week?
Probably the biggest sports story, which is not really a sports story, is that Trump shit
going on. The Lonzo Ball?
Yeah.
What is it? Okay, so Lamar's the dad, right?
Yeah.
Lonzo, was it Lonzo? Lonzo plays for the
Lakers. Yeah, Lonzo plays for the Lakers. And so, then I think it's LiAngelo.
LiAngelo, okay. So
yeah, because LaMelo's still in high school. I can't believe I know that shit.
Wow,
God.
Yeah. No, that's impressive. Big baller brand.
Big baller brand.
So they were dumbasses and shoplifted in an authoritative country, authoritative China.
Yeah.
And they got arrested because, you know, that's what happens.
When you be stupid overseas, motherfuckers. Don't be stupid overseas, motherfuckers.
Yeah. So anyways, there was a little bit of hubbub. They were basically just told to stay in their very nice hotel for a couple of weeks.
They were on house arrest.
Yeah. And
swanky ass hotel.
Yeah, very nice hotel, I'm sure. And they eventually got out, and this was after our president's recent 12-day journey to the Orient, as I'm sure he would call it.
The Orient, that dumb fuck.
But East Asia. And he, I guess, talked to President Xi about it and got them out of prison, even though they weren't like in jail. They were just, you know, under house arrest. And they probably just would have been like just been kicked out of the country anyway.
Right. Exactly. Like that happens with everyone who gets caught.
Anyway, even
there.
If Trump helped, which he should do because, you know, he's our top diplomat.
Right.
But
his job to do that shit.
He got all mad because, and then Lamar went on and he's like, was like, well, Trump didn't have that much to do with it or whatever.
Yeah.
And then Trump, of course, as soon as Lamar said that, I was like, Trump is going to say something. And Trump is just like, well, I should have just left him in jail.
Hold on. Correction. The dad's name is LeVar.
LeVar.
Correction.
Not Lamar. I'm sorry.
That's how we do. We do real time stat checking.
Thank you for the correction.
It's all good because I'm about to do some quotes.
Yeah, but he's just like, we have our president talking about leaving young student athletes in a foreign jail because his dad wasn't nice to him.
Yeah. Fucking stupid.
Yeah. Like,
I hate this guy.
I don't know. Whatever. So that's a sports, non-sports story.
So yeah, that's like probably the biggest thing in news, sporting news at the moment. I mean, at least on my radar, there might be other shit going on. But mind you, I'm a goddamn Patriots fan from Boston. He's a goddamn Broncos fan from Denver. So this is kind of fucking biased. We'll talk about your teams, but
we got to talk about those Eagles.
But first, fuck them Eagles. How about them Patriots whipping on the motherfucking Raiders in Mexico City?
Yeah.
I didn't get to watch the game.
They've been very light on highlights recently.
Yeah, very, very light on the highlights.
But once again, the Raiders prove that, I don't know. I don't know what's up with the Raiders. You were supposed to be good. Everybody was taught you were like a trendy pick for like Super Bowl contender.
Bruh, that's what I'm saying. On paper, fam, everyone was like, shit, the Raiders are going to take the AFC West. Excuse me, that's the beer. At least I thought they were going to take the AFC West. because they were young and hungry, and the way they finished last season was hella impressive. It was really, really, it was kind of scary. It's like, oh, shit.
Yeah, no, I mean, but Derek Carr has been back for, like, you know, two or three games, and they're still not, like, killing it. They got, you know, rocked by the Patriots today, which, you know, I'm not blaming any team for doing that. That just happens. But
33-8, I believe, was the score.
Yeah, I mean, but that doesn't even portray how much of a blowout that game was. Like, that score was like 33-8. You know, it was 33-0.
Yeah, for a while,
for a long time, until late in the game. So, Marshawn. There's we want to talk about Marshawn not standing for the American anthem, but standing for the Mexican national anthem.
I don't give a fuck, honestly, because it's all right.
I mean, I don't care.
So, honestly, I didn't even know that. This is news to me. So here's my two takes. This is my 2 cents on it. You heard my initial reaction. First of all, I don't give a fuck. But if I'm going to have to think about it and analyze it, he's in a foreign country. Why the fuck would you sit down for their national anthem? He's been sitting 4 hours. It don't matter. You're just showing respect. That's how I see it. Next. I mean, not next. What's your take on it?
I mean, I fully support, you know, any sort of peaceful discourse.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, so but it's just like, it's just one of those things where it's like, you know, when is the president going to, you know, jump on that, or when is that going to become an issue? Because for you and me, we're going to watch, you know, the NFL, whether or not, you know, they sit or stand. Hell, if they're not in the, you know, if they're in the locker room during the anthem, I don't care.
Yeah,
you know?
Honestly, I don't even watch the goddamn anthems. I couldn't tell you the last time I was like, oh, I'm going to watch the national anthem. I don't even think I watch it during the Super Bowl. I try to do something different because I don't care about the goddamn national anthem before a fucking football game.
Yeah. Also, can we just have the national anthem? Do we need, like, America the Beautiful before that?
Yeah, all the pop and circumstance, bro. I get it, bro. But, like, man, how many games are on Sunday? I don't want to sit there through that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. Ooh, stop listening to my podcast because I changed the channel during the national anthem. You don't stand the fuck up in your house when the national anthem's playing, so shut the fuck up.
Yeah, I mean, I like the national anthem, and I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, see? Right.
Like,
I just don't care. I never fucking pledge allegiance to the flag either.
No,
none of that
stupid
shit.
It's just one of those things. It's just like, I'm like, it's not a great song.
No. Nah.
I would rather have We Are the Champions be our national anthem.
That would be fucking
you.
Dope, bro. Because that's like,
much. But
that's really American, bro. Stealing some other countryman's shit and making it ours? Fuck yeah, dog.
Oh, whatever, Freddie.
Yeah,
Mercury.
Yeah, let's do it.
We can take Freddie Mercury.
Oh, of course. But I'm saying that's the American thing. Let's steal it and say it's ours.
But okay. So anyway, the Patriots blew out the Raiders. The AFC West is fucking in shambles. The AFC West is like the AFC South.
Yeah.
It's just doing really poorly right now. The Broncos sit at 3-7 after losing to the Bungles. The Bungles and Andy Dalton. Come on, boys.
Yeah, guys, that shit was rough. I was playing, I'm not going to lie, I was playing Assassin's Creed Origins for most of that game. And then I was like, you know what? Let me see what the boys are doing. And it's exactly how I thought they would be doing. The score was a lot closer, though, than I was anticipating. I think it was like 10-13 at some point.
The Broncos had every chance to win that game. The defense was definitely keeping them in there. I think it was like out of 7 drives, they had 4 3 and outs or something like that.
It's not bad.
You know, I think the first
That's
half.
Not bad at all.
No, it was very competitive game, but oh man, the Broncos are bad. The Broncos are really bad, and I don't know what the solution is. I don't know what the answer is. Brock's been playing for 3 weeks. Nothing's gotten better, you know?
Yeah.
I guess they're going to put in packs. Like,
I mean, at this point, though, it's like maybe he does have something. I mean, maybe he can provide a spark.
I mean, if it does, if we win the next 6 games, we could get in. We could probably make it to the playoffs. Winning the AFC West with a 9-7 record.
It's over.
Oh, but no, I mean, like, realistically. Yeah. It's over. I don't assume so, that would happen.
But no, that's
but I'm just saying, like, if we're talking crazy things happening, that's like a crazy thing. You know, if Paxton Lynch suddenly gets in and they win the next six games, I'm just saying it's a possibility. Also, there's a possibility that, like, my girlfriend will be like, hey, I met Emma Watson and we want to be in a throuple with you.
Oh,
you know, that's in the realm of possibility
too. Right.
But it's not.
It ain't going to happen.
It's not going to happen.
So getting back on that, it ain't going to happen. That's why I can see Paxton being in.
I'm for it. Let's see what we got. Put the boy in.
Because what do you have to lose?
Yeah, what do we...
At this point in the season, bro, there's no way in hell making the playoffs.
Unless... We got a top five draft pick right now.
Yeah, right.
And it's hard to fuck up top five draft picks just because there's just that just talented people, you know?
I mean, it's the Browns.
It happens, but let's, you know.
The Browns,
it happens, but I'm just saying, like, it's not like Von Miller was, you know, was a bust.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
Or, you know, you have competent organizations. Like, if the Patriots had a top five pick, that player would be just, like, you know that that player would be amazing.
Oh, yeah.
But, it, you know, they never have that because they haven't.
Yeah. Fucking winners.
Yeah, because they're winner-winner chicken dinners.
Anyways, next... We'll go on to some scores right quick. The Eagles smashed on the Cowboys.
Eagles figure. Are for real.
Actually,
man.
You know what? Hold
Eagles
on.
Are for real.
We'll come back to the Eagles and Cowboys game last. The fucking. Let's see here. So, obviously, we just talked about the Bengals and the Broncos game. We talked about the Patriots.
Oh, let's talk about the Bills.
The Bills and the Chargers. Whoa. I didn't know that was the final score.
Yeah, but do you know why that was the final score?
Bro, it was like five interceptions.
Five interceptions in the first half.
Oh, in the first half. That's awful.
You bench your quarterback who got you to a 5-4 record, which isn't great.
No, it's not great.
But it's winning.
It is.
It's winning.
It is.
And
winning.
And so after the new guy did five interceptions, they brought in Tyrod Taylor, who... You know, got it, like, what was the final?
Oh, it was 24-54.
Charges. Yeah, the Charges. The Los Angeles Chargers. So,
so hard to
dumb. So, basically, the Bills just pissed their season away.
Oh, absolutely. There's got to be more going on behind that benching than we know.
Something. I don't know why they hate Tyrod so much. He should have come to Denver.
I'm saying, bro, because that's what...
He had the opportunity this summer, but he stuck with fucking Buffalo.
Me and the boys be talking about that at work. Like, man, if he came out here to Colorado, they'd be contenders because that's all I need.
No, we just need a quarterback who's serviceable.
Yeah.
We need a serviceable quarterback, and right now we're not getting that.
And that's what TT is, bro.
Yeah. I don't think Tyrod's like the next
No, that's why we're going to come back to that.
Yeah, yeah. I know. Sorry.
We've got on things in the
Something just
background.
Flashed on the screen, and I was just like, of course.
Yeah.
But yeah, anyway, moving on.
All right, so then we've got the Bucs beat the Dolphins 30-20. The Lions beat the Bears, which they shouldn't have.
Oh, no.
27-24.
The Lions do everything to give games away. Like, every time I've watched a Lions game, like, anytime they're, like, up, it's like, oh, well, maybe they'll screw it up because they're the Lions.
Yeah. Nope. But not this time.
But not this time.
Not that time.
The Bears outfoxed them in that.
Get it? Anywho, speaking of shouldn't have won shit and things like that, the Saints had no business coming back. Well, they were down 15 points.
Oh, yeah. 16 points, I think.
16 points.
And
came back in the fourth quarter, went to overtime.
That's some Drew Brees magic.
So that score was 31-34 Saints with the overtime win. We've got the Vikings smashing on the young Rams 24-7.
Okay. Are the Vikings for real?
The Vikings are all right.
Do you think they're contenders for NFC like title?
I don't know about the title, but they're definitely better than what we anticipated.
I mean, they have every reason to win that division. Rodgers is gone.
Oh, I mean, they're definitely going to win the division. It's just it's never the thing about the playoffs that people always forget, including yourself and myself, because we come from playoff teams. It's not about how well you're playing during the regular season. It's as much as important as are you actually playing well when it fucking matters. You know what I'm saying? So they're playing well right now. Come playoffs, bro. Who's going to be the fucking Giants that take down the Patriots this year? You know what I'm saying? Because there's always that team that comes out of nowhere because they're just playing beastly.
Right at the end.
And upset somebody right at the end, and it fucking sucks. But not having all that shit happen, I don't see them fucking. When was the last time they had a playoff win with this team? Versus everyone else who's going to be in the playoffs. That's why I don't think they're going to win the championship. Because there's some contenders in the NFC that have been to the fucking playoffs. And then Philly's just too good.
Philly's just
which we're
going
to get back
right
to.
Now.
We're going to get back to that anyways. So, Texans beat the Cardinals 31-21.
Nobody cares.
Yep, nobody cares. And they were losing most of that game. The Browns are still winless.
Man, they might have a perfect season, man. They might have a perfect season.
They lost to the Jaguars 19-7.
The Jaguars are like ahead of their division and like the what, 8-3 now?
Sorry, let me see here. The Jaguars are 6-3.
Still, that's wow.
Yeah. The Ravens fucking smashed on the Goose Egg Packers 23-0.
That's what Aaron Rodgers gets you.
The Giants got their second win of the season by beating the fucking Chiefs.
Yeah, so for some 12 reason
12-9.
Giants best team in AFC West.
The Giants. That's funny. That's a divisional joke. That's true because they beat
Denver.
They
beat KC.
Yeah, Jess was like, they only have one win, and I was like, yeah. Guess who they beat? And she was like, the Broncos, and I was like, yeah. She's like, wow, that's crazy.
That was an ominous week.
Yeah, yeah. No,
that was the week I was like, things are not good in Bronco Town. Anyway,
The Titans lost to the Steelers in horrible fashion, 17-40. Steelers are for real.
Yeah, until they meet Tom Brady in Foxborough.
And then that's usually how it goes. Out. That's usually how it goes. Side note, congratulations to Terrell Davis.
Oh, yeah, Terrell Davis got a ring of fame today. So congratulations to TD. He was always one of my favorites growing up.
Hall of Fame, Mr. Terrell Davis. That's who all we're going to acknowledge. On Monday, we got the Falcons taking on the Seahawks. Who you got in that, dog?
I'm going to say Falcons back on track over the Seahawks.
I think so, too. I really think so, too.
I think it's about after last week's win, they'll get another win this week. I think it'll be hard fought. I don't think the Seattle will make it easy for them.
Oh, no. Seattle never makes it easy. Oh. Never. Oh.
Orange crushed.
That's a fucking dope headline.
The headline.
All right. So the one game we haven't talked about this week, that happened this week, was the Eagles versus the Cowboys. Now, we love the fact that the Eagles smashed on the Cowboys for more than like two reasons. But the score was 37-9. That is a fucking shellacking. You know, that's not a 50 burger,
and
but
Jay
that's still
Adai
a shellacking,
had 91
bro.
91 yards.
Like, that's a shellacking, dog. That's crazy.
Yeah, firmly in control of their division.
Yeah, there's no way in hell they're not coming out. Obviously, what are the fucking, 8-1?
Yeah, 8-1.
Yeah, 8-1, there's no way in hell.
The only team that's beaten them is KC.
Yeah, which is crazy.
Yeah, they started out 5-0. Now they're 1-4 in their last five.
Yeah, like that's the NFL for you, man.
That's it. Hey, I remember one year when the Broncos started out 6-0 and didn't make the playoffs.
Oh, I would have been so mad.
That was Little Hoodie's year.
Oh yeah, Little Hoodie, aka McDaniels.
I gotta look up that character's name. Anyway,
the job of the
but yeah, I think man, the Eagles are just killing it, and it's I don't know who's going to beat them in the NFC.
I don't know who's going to beat them in the NFL. on some real shit, that's how well they're playing right now. Because they are, they don't even need coaches, it seems like. They're just playing so good. Like, they're so nasty. They step on the field, and whether it's offense, defense, or special teams, you're getting handled.
Yeah, they're just firing on all cylinders, and that's what you need. Now, ideally, you want them doing this in, like, December, but...
Right. But...
I mean, what's to stop them right now? I mean, who in the NFC is going to stop them? And, yeah, the Patriots are good, but I don't know if the Patriots D can stand up to that Eagles
offense. You hear me? I said, I don't know who in the NFL can stop them.
Yeah, I know. I'm just agreeing with you, but I'm just saying,
bro, they are the best team in the NFL right now, period. Period.
Maybe the Steelers could keep up with them?
Nah. The Steelers D ain't that. They ain't all that.
Yeah, but I mean,
they're good.
I just mean offensively, the Steelers have, like, so many weapons, you know.
Well, no, like, if we're talking strictly offense, the Patriots can definitely keep up with the Eagles in terms of scoring.
Yeah, but I don't doubt Tom Brady.
But that's when
anybody.
The defense comes in. The Eagles' defense is ranked higher. They're playing better. They have the number one defense. You know what I'm saying? Their special teams is kicking ass. You know, it's the same thing can be said. Obviously, I'm a homer when it comes to the Patriots. But, like, for this shit, like, in everyday life, you know, I try to be as analytical and as realistic as possible. And... yeah, the Patriots are playing really good football, but the Eagles are playing even better because they have a better record. You know, that's plain and simple. You know what I'm saying? So there are a few teams that can keep up and beat them. I agree with you. Steelers could be one of them. But, like, if we're just talking strictly offense, you know, Steelers, Patriots, fucking if you want to throw the Vikings in there.
Maybe the Vikings? I mean,
you know,
I don't
know. Depending on who they're playing, because they've got – when they're playing ball, they're playing ball.
Yeah, I mean, they're ahead of the. I mean, there's no reason for them to.
Obviously, we can throw the Saints in there because when they're clicking, they're clicking.
Yeah, but it's just like the Saints is the same old problem. As long as they're home, they're fine. But it's like, what are you gonna do when you're on the road in like fucking, you know, 10-degree weather or whatever?
Word.
All right, that's enough NFL talk.
That's enough NFL. Alright, so
Moving on.
I just fucking love the goddamn NFL.
I mean, there's a lot to talk about. We didn't even touch on the contract dispute between Jerry Jones and Roger Goodell.
And that's why we weren't going to save it. I was going to actually transition into that just to say, fuck Jerry Jones.
Fuck the shadow commissioner. That's whatever. The whole thing is fucking bullshit. Anyway, there's a great article on ESPN. You should check it out. It's long, but it's really well done.
Check that shit out, motherfuckers.
You want to do O-Snap?
Yo, I don't even have one, dog.
You don't?
No.
All right. Sport or non-sport?
Yeah, let's do that.
All right. Do last week's.
Yeah, we'll do last week's because last week's shit was
Anyway, with the growing trend and the growing, let's frank it, amount of money being dumped into esports, and we look at it, and you know whether or not e competitors, I don't know what to call them,
bro. They're just fucking Gamers.
Okay. If the gamers are athletes and if thus esports are a true sport.
All right. So, when we first started doing the Minority Sports Report all those years ago, esports weren't really like a thing in mainstream media, you know?
No, they were on the fringe.
It was on the fringe of shit. And like, I remember way, way, way back in the days of Far Cry 2, I was so good at that game that I was going to play professional Far Cry and potentially win money and shit, you know? And that was in, what, 2005 maybe? 2005, 2006? Maybe even 2000, yeah.
Too old now, whatever.
Anywho. But that's how long like I've been aware of competitive sports and like the paydays you can get because people used to say, oh, playing games, you know, that's a waste of time. Not really, motherfucker. When you can like spend a weekend and make 10 G's for just being nasty at a game, bro. That's a lot of money for just playing a game. Do that multiple times a year. Let's say you do that once a month and you place in the top three and you're guaranteed at least 10 G's. That's $120,000 a year. That's a lot of money. That's more money than most of us are making, you know, which is crazy. Anyways, getting back to the sporting part of it.
There's money in it like a real sport. There's physical exertion, which I would say, you know, just, you know, the control work in the controller, that counts. And it's skill, you know, obviously there's skill involved.
There's absolutely skill involved.
I mean, it's not that much of a debate, I would say. I think it's just old guard versus new guard, you know.
That's kind of a cop out.
I'm just saying our parents' generation wouldn't consider it a sport.
Oh, I got you.
But, like, I think our generation would be much more willing to label it a sport.
Yeah. Like, the thing is, even if our older folks don't consider this a sport, the NBA is looking to invest in 32 competitive esports teams. So basically, there will be people representing each NBA team digitally playing games against each other on Xbox or PlayStation 4 or whatever you have, the computer, you know what I'm saying? Which is fucking crazy.
Yeah, we also have the spectator aspect of it. You're seeing more and more shows dedicated to broadcasting esports tournaments.
Yep.
You see more live broadcasts about esports. Recently, I found on Tuesday nights on 104.3, I'm sorry, here in Colorado, the local FM station, the local sports station, will play an hour of just esports news. It's a program that just covers the world of esports, and I think that's really, you know, really cool, and, like, you know, shows how much this has grown, how much legitimacy it has gained over the years, that now it's like even you know, in a top 25 market in the nation, you're getting an hour of, you know, over the air time dedicated strictly to, you know, esports news,
competitive gaming.
And that's, I mean, I honestly, shit
is legit.
I couldn't imagine that 10 years ago, but it's really cool. I think it's really interesting.
Yeah. And honestly, like, even I couldn't imagine that 10 years ago, even though, like, I was part of that scene for a little while, you know. It's just like, to think about how big it's gotten. Fucking Robert Kraft owns an Overwatch competitive team, a specific game. To buy into that shit, you have to drop 20 million.
Koreans.
No, South Korea's got its own team.
I know.
What I'm saying? No, that's like, and they do have people from other countries represent. It's like the Olympics, bro.
Oh, yeah, no.
They poach motherfuckers who are nasty at video games.
One of the top Korean teams got taken down for a corruption scandal. They were taking the
games. Yo, that's crazy.
Like, it was like a shoeless Joe Jackson kind of thing.
They
threw some matches during one of the big tournaments. And
another reason why I would say this is a sport is because there's drug testing and all that shit.
Well, you can't be on Adderall.
There's, like, if you get caught with drugs, you're like, you're suspended. Like, you're done.
You think there's a suspension for weed?
Probably. Honestly. Oh, or maybe there's, like, performance-enhancing drugs. Maybe they take it like a real I don't know, man.
Yeah, because, no, I know they test for Adderall.
Oh, yeah, I know they test for stimulants and shit like that. Like,
but, like, I'm just, like, not that there's a correlation between marijuana and video games, but...
Oh, come on. Most people that play games smoke weed.
But, I don't want to stereotype.
No, I'm not stereotyping, but I'm just being real. drugs and video games go hand in hand, just like reading in drugs and going to the movies in drugs and just anything in drugs.
And American life in drugs. But, I think we're both comfortable in the sports section. I don't think there's really any disagreement in this, but it's very interesting to think about how much money is behind this, how much... like, you know, the training houses they have.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Legitimate. Like, they fly these people in. They live in a house. They practice for 6 to 8 hours a day together, let alone what they do in their free time. They pay their salaries. They have health insurance. Like, it's fucking crazy what they do. They're legitimate teams, man. Like,
and then legitimate you can watch
sports.
It all on Twitch.
Yeah, you can watch it on Twitch. Fuck, you can watch it on, like, one of the Disney channels has it on TV. I think TBS is starting to do it this year.
Oh, yeah, I think
Spike does it. Like, there's legit.
No, I saw TV. I watched, what was it? The Street Fighter finals on the CW.
Yeah, fucking Evo tournament, bro. That shit be real as fuck, though.
Yeah, that was funny. It was there was a girl, a little girl, and she beat this guy who was like, you know, twice her age or whatever. But she popped off on him. And
nice.
Like, real quick. But I was just like, yeah, that's so funny.
No, that shit's cool, man. Like,
I don't know. I like Let's Play videos. I think those are the best kind of, like, advertising for games, like watching some personality play through a game or, you know.
See, for me, I disagree because I, well, it's different because I'm not going to say, like, I'm a real gamer because that's not true.
Well, you're a real gamer compared to me.
No, like, that's not, if you play games, you're a gamer. You know what I'm saying? Gaming is my hobby. You know what I'm saying? Like, when it comes down to it.
Whereas I like to play video games sometimes.
I'm not going to go to the movies. I might read a book, you know, saying like, oh, what you going to do? I'm about to go get this new game. I'm about to go play this because, like, that's the shit that I like doing, you know. So I don't like watching other people play games because it's kind of like watching a bootleg version of a movie, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. For me, it's
how. Yeah.
It's just like it's gotten me way like more interested in games that I never would have otherwise thought I would be interested in.
Right, and that's the flip side of it.
Yeah, and I'm just saying as a casual gamer, I feel like because like I had no interest in the Jason games.
Yeah,
the Jason games, but I've watched a few Let's Plays from people I like watching.
I got that game.
And it's like suddenly I was like, oh, maybe I want to play that.
Game's crazy.
But yeah, I mean, like
when it works. It,
yeah, they're always having like server problems in the videos. Note to you, Jason game,
which is actually crazy. It was developed here in Colorado.
Oh, hey, that's cool. I didn't know that. Hey.
Yep.
But yeah, or like. Let's Plays, that's why I want the Switch and the few times I've played it.
Yeah.
It's like I've just watched people play the games. But I could definitely understand how other people are like, no, I don't. Why would I want to watch it when I can just play it?
Right. That's me. And then for people who are just like, why would you do that at all? It's the same as watching someone play video games in your living room.
Or like, watching someone play sports, really.
Right. You know, I was just saying, like, my parents.
I can't catch a touchdown.
My parents played games. Yeah, I would call my parents gamers because they definitely, like, I had an Atari and a Nintendo. I had, like, I always remember there was always some kind of video game in my house, whether it was on PC or a console, like, as long as, like, as early as I can remember, you know? So my parents were definitely gamers, but it's the same shit as, like, they wouldn't play fucking the shit that I play now. Like, Grand Theft Auto 5, for example, my mom would never play that shit.
No,
but she sits and watches us play it. You know, she's like, "This game is so crazy. I can't believe, like, y'all was just playing Super Nintendo. It seems like yesterday." You know, and it's like, "Yeah, shit's crazy how far technology's come." You know, than that we're ranting on games, whatever. But it's a fucking sport. I think esports is a sport because there is physical exertion. There's a lot of money to be had, and
there's
drug
a
test.
Spectator.
And there's a spectator. There's a spectacle to be had, you know?
All right. So we're in agreement then.
We are in agreement.
Excellent. Sport.
Sport!
Maybe like have a stamp sound.
Yeah. We'll get one in there. Sport. You know, some crazy stupid shit.
Yeah.
I'm going to slide on over to the NBA right quick. Real quick, because the NBA really doesn't matter until, was
Christmas?
It Christmas?
Yeah.
Yeah, we both, Christmas.
Yeah, the NBA knows it.
There's always like a fucking quadruple header on Christmas.
Yeah, because they're just like, oh, well, the NFL's not doing shit, so.
Right? It's like, here we go, baby.
Here we go. TBS. Hey, it's me, Shaq.
Hey, Shaq. You know, I like, when he's, food. Like, what, nigga? Shut up, you big dumb motherfucker.
I'm friends with the general.
Hey, General, I'm retired.
I replaced his penguin.
Oh, yeah. That's right. He did have a penguin. Oh, fucking Shaq stealing jobs.
That's what he does. Yeah.
I'm just going to say the Celtics have been on fucking fire for this early in the season. I think they've won 15 games in a row as of this recording, yeah, which is fucking crazy.
Are they supposed to be this good?
Gordon Hayward, who's the man, got injured. So, no, they're not supposed to be this good. I mean, Kyrie Irving's still a beast, but the other all-star on the team broke his ankle first game of the season.
Yeah. And, oh, God. I remember that. That was so gross.
Yeah. So that shit was like, they weren't supposed to be.
Nuggets got blown out by the Lakers, which is.
Yeah, I just saw that. I was like, ugh, yeah, no defense.
The 9-7 Lakers got blown out, or 9-7 Nuggets got blown out by the 7-10 Lakers. That doesn't seem right. Oh, well.
Nah, Nuggets at Lakers, though.
Yeah, that's true. And plus, it might be a back-to-back or some shit like that.
Always weird with the fucking that shit. But yeah, that's all we'll talk about for the NBA right now.
LeBron compared...
I lied. I fucking lied.
No, I gotta say this. LeBron compared Colin Kaepernick to Martin Luther King Jr. Thoughts?
All right. Maybe I'm biased because I'm a black male. I understand where he's coming from in saying that, but he's far from Martin Luther King.
Yeah, that's kind of how I feel. I was like, I get what you're like hinting at, but like...
Far from it, bro.
I mean, I don't know.
He could be the next Martin Luther King.
Yeah,
he could be, but right now, I mean, no. He's just the first nigga to speak up. That's all it was.
He should be playing, though.
Yeah, he absolutely should be playing.
Oh, God, I wish the Denver Broncos.
We got the Bills on screen right now, and like, dude, he should be playing right now.
I feel sorry for Nate Peterman. It's not like he asked for this shit to go down.
Oh, I know, bro. Oh, 17.9 passer rating.
17.9? That's like out of 130.
We always get back to the NFL, bitch.
God damn. And then Tyrod Taylor. Oh, looking like a beast.
Anyways.
Yeah, whatever. Nate Peterman, I feel sorry for you. You did not ask for that shit.
Yeah.
You know, whatever. Womp womp. But okay. Moving on.
Moving on. Hockey's a thing.
Hockey's a thing.
So there's the NFL. I mean NHL, we mentioned that. Martin Truex.
Oh, Martin Truex Jr. Yay.
Won the NASCAR?
Won the NASCAR. Won all of NASCAR.
All of NASCAR. He won the whole goddamn NASCAR.
Won everything.
He won the whole NASCAR, y'all.
As from what I'm to understand, I don't much understand what he won, but from what I understand, it's important.
So, yeah, he won the NASCAR championship. I haven't really been paying attention to NASCAR this season, but I believe it works as such. There is basically a regular season. There's like a preseason, you know, like races to get everybody warmed up. And then now there's a regular season. During the regular season, depending on where you place and how you place for with X amount of laps, I believe.
This isn't confusing at all.
No, it isn't. You get points for where you position while you're racing.
Okay.
And then there's a playoff system, which they call the Sprint for the Cup.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
So that's the Sprint for the Cup is basically the playoffs, and it's the same shit. It's just a few less players on, you know, more tracks or whatever. They do that same shit, and whoever gets the most points for that wins the motherfucking cup.
All right.
I believe that's how it goes.
And yeah.
Martin is a goddamn champ.
He's a champ. And Colorado Racing Team, the only racing team west of the Mississippi that's not in California.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. All the other ones are in the south.
What?
And California. but
congratulations, Martin. I'm going to smash this Coors Light for you, baby.
Yeah, Martin, number 78. It's the Furniture Row Racing. So, yeah, good. If you don't know, Furniture Row is a local furniture company in Colorado. So, huzzah!
Huzzah!
This will be the last time we talk about NASCAR for a while.
Yeah, it will be. I'm kind of sad. I do enjoy me some fucking NASCAR. I will be talking about some racing. I have sometimes I'll be catching racing on the late night. It'd be like MotoGP, fucking dirt bikes. What's that shit called? Moto.
Motocross?
Yeah, motocross. Then there's a
sometimes I like Formula up E. How, Formula Tony Stewart killed that guy.
Tony Stewart did kill a dude. We'll never forget that ever. So did Ray Lewis. But we think
and they built a statue for him.
Right? Damn. Where's Tony's statue, bro? That's fucked.
Where's Tony's statue?
20 years from now, Aaron Hernandez is going to have fucking statues in Massachusetts, that, Florida.
That pisses me off so much how like they're like, oh, you had CTE. Okay, that's fine.
Yeah,
that's there are lots of other players fucking, with that who didn't murder people.
Yeah, he's a,
Like, why are we still fucking?
Oh, yeah, that's right, because we haven't done a podcast. That motherfucker killed himself, too.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
Final AH award.
Yep, the final AH award. Hanging out.
Yeah.
Literally.
Aaron Hernandez.
He's David Carradine.
Let's let us never speak his name again.
The AH awards, bro. That shit is funny. I forgot about that shit. God, good old throwbacks.
Oh, yeah. But
that's fucking great.
Yeah, he's a horrible person.
Horrible. Horrible.
Who got what he deserved.
Yeah. He's a piece of shit.
Yeah, I don't know. I just don't know why everybody's like, don't feel sorry for him. He's not a good person. Like, so what if he had CTE? Like,
yeah. No. It's,
you know
how many people have PTSD that murdered people overseas that don't murder people when they come home?
Yeah.
You know, there's no excuse for that shit, bro.
It's just, I don't know.
Some people are killers. That's all it is. That's all it is.
It wasn't just like one guy. He was like a serial killer.
Yeah, he was a serial killer, dog. that's fucked up. Do you think? Oh, that's so crazy.
It's like, oh, wait. John Wayne Gacy's brain was different. Oh, what a surprise.
I know. So, clippity clap, clap, clap.
So, whatever.
Fucking retards. Crazy shit. But yeah. We'll rein it in.
Sorry, shouldn't talk about serial killers on the sports podcast.
I mean, this podcast goes wherever the fuck we want it to go, and our listeners know that.
All right,
all that bullshit.
Final thoughts, dumping grounds.
Deion Sanders has hair, y'all.
I mean, those have got to be plugs, right?
Oh, yeah, and he's proud of it.
Yeah.
He's like, yo, money is beautiful. He cried and shit, I think. He's like, money's so beautiful. I got hair again. It's like, this nigga's crazy. I love Primetime, dog. That's my nigga. I've always liked him, even when I was a kid. And I didn't like football. I always knew who Deion Sanders was, which is crazy to think about, bro. I always knew who he was, even when I wasn't into football.
He's better at rapping than I am. I can say that.
But yeah, dumping grounds. We just dump shit that we just forgot to talk about, or we can just dump on people, or dump on your team, or
we
whatever.
We can dump on people.
Yeah, let's fucking fuck Jerry Jones again.
Can
like,
we dump on Jerry Jones?
Yeah, let's
okay,
just fucking
let's
dump on
Jerry
Jones for like 5 to 10 minutes, maybe even 20. Who gives a fuck? No.
Okay, so for those who don't know, Jerry Jones.
Go ahead,
Jones
spit it out. Lay it like down. Lay it down.
Threatening to sue the NFL over their handling of the Ezekiel Elliott thing.
Oh yeah, that's right. Ezekiel Elliott, because we did talk about this last week, but that podcast was so fucked up. Homeboy got suspended for 6 games due to domestic violence.
Yeah.
Which I'm all for. Not domestic violence, but getting suspended for that shit.
Well, it's just the NFL brought this problem on themselves because
absolutely.
They're like, we're going to become leaders in domestic violence awareness. No one asked you to do that, NFL.
Yeah, that's true.
And inevitably, you're going to fuck it up like you did with the Ezekiel Elliott thing.
Yeah, all you got to do is just enforce. Yeah.
But it's like, whatever. Now you're going to court. So anyways, Jerry Jones has long been like, ooh, I'm the shadow commissioner. I get to decide what to do. And he's basically been like, I'm going to sue the NFL if this fucking suspension goes through. And the owners are like,
fuck you,
Jerry.
Yep.
You don't get to tell us what to do. And now he's upset. And they're upset. And, you know, he's just an old, angry man. And, man, fuck Jerry Jones. Fuck his palace. He came
fuck him.
Begging to the NFL for a fucking loan to build that fucking thing because it went over cost.
Oh, see, I didn't even know that.
Oh, yeah, no.
Fucking
And he was like, please, please, you know, like, I need this extra money. And they gave it to him. They bought his thing, and Goodell was his like lapdog in that.
Of course. Of course. Of course.
And in return, Jerry backed him for commissioner when time came.
Nice. Okay, that all makes sense now. So, but getting back to the thingy, like, so this motherfucker was all gung-ho. Yeah, I support the commissioner when it was time for Tom Brady to get suspended a fucking deflated football. You know, Jerry Jones was sucking that dick hard. Yeah, commish, get him out of here.
He was quoted as saying he was going to come after Roger Goodell and the office with everything he has.
Yeah, and there was also a quote that he said if he thought Robert Kraft came at him hard, Robert Kraft's a pussy compared to what he's going to do. You know, so I'm like, really, Jerry?
Oh, they're all terrible people.
Oh, yeah. Really, Jerry?
Like, Jerry Jones, you're making me so like hate you so much that I'm taking Roger Goodell's side.
I'm saying, bro, that's awful.
Like, when do you ever take Roger Goodell's side?
It's like this. It's like,
oh, damn. That's a good talking point. Damn. If you ever want to just have anybody agree with you, right? Just be like, this is so bad that I'm taking Roger Goodell's side.
It's kind of like, damn, maybe Bush wasn't that bad. You know, it's one of those things.
Mean, he was.
He was, obviously, but it's just like Goodell's obviously that bad too. You know, but it's just like. You know, I'm just trying to make a connection for people.
Oh, yeah, no, I get you. But it's just like...
Or for those, maybe Obama wasn't, you know, whatever. Fuck it. But, yeah, fuck Jerry Jones. It's ridiculous what's going on. So he's pissed because his star player got suspended 6 games. The Cowboys were doing fucking phenomenal up until he got suspended. You know, they had 2 losses in a row. Not phenomenal, but they were winning games.
Yeah, that's true.
More so than with Tony Romo, you know.
Now he's just doing great things in the booth.
He's doing great things in the booth, which I didn't get to hear today, which was kind of sad.
He was in Azteca Stadium. I wish I got to see that. That would have been cool.
Yeah, that's
just like, it's like 100,000 people.
Yeah, man, that shit's huge, and it's like, it's not normal to play NFL games down there.
No, you know? It's Raiders country, though. Did you? There was a great photo of Brady coming, like walking down to the field. And they had just basically like fencing in between and like the fans, and so they're like up against him, and then like the internet was like, it looks like Tom Brady's about to enter a cage match.
But that's funny. All right.
Fuck that old man. Fuck him up his stupid ass.
Yeah, fuck Jerry Jones. Thanks fuck all those owners, but yeah.
Thanks for listening, guys.
There's Thanksgiving football. We'll have some reviews of that.
Thanksgiving football, Sunday football, maybe some basketball games.
Yeah, we'll see about that. And we'll have a happy week.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening. We'll holler at y'all motherfuckers later. Peace. Takes a lot of faith to make it.